Well, there's some good news about the long effort to reduce the rate of new HIV infections among women in South Africa. They make up the majority of newly infected people in all of sub-Saharan Africa. A new study from South Africa has found that a microbicide gel containing the antiretroviral medication tenofovir can significantly reduce the rate of HIV infections by nearly half, in fact. Joining us from the International AIDS Conference in Vienna, where the study was presented, is John Cohen, correspondent with Science Magazine. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well. So this was a pilot study of sorts in about 900 volunteers showed that it cut the rate of new infection by about half. Does this give us any insight into how a gel like this would work in the real world, not under experimental conditions?
Well, that's the tricky question. In the real world, you're never going to expect people to follow the advice about how to use it as rigorously as they do in a study where you're coming in once a month to be seen and tested. So I would expect, at least in the real world, it wouldn't perform as well. But, you know, it's an individual thing, and that's the beauty of it, is that if somebody decides to use it the way that it's supposed to be used, they can get a lot more protection.
So an effective microbicide has really been the holy grail of HIV prevention in sub-Saharan Africa for decades now, and it seems like they might have something that's effective finally. If this winds up being about 50% effective in preventing new infections in women, what would that mean for the epidemic?
Well, it would be a huge advance. It would be, you have to understand how much failure there's been.
Yeah.
And, you know, the success here was 39%, to put a fine point on it. And 39% isn't great. I mean, you certainly want something much better than that. But the idea is you can combine things. There's no reason you can't use and promote condoms, and that you can't use and promote behavioral change and other strategies to prevent infection. So it's combination prevention, just as we use combination drugs to treat the virus when you're infected. You want to do the same thing to prevent the virus.
Well, it's
from transmitting.
So that it seems like if in a larger study, 39% or 45% effective, if that number holds up, there would have to be a pretty vast amount of education to make sure that women use it every time, not some of the time, and consider combining it with other methods, as you say.
Yeah, absolutely. There are always cost-benefit ratios here, and the risk here is that somebody using the gel might assume that, hey, I don't need to use condoms. Hey, I'm completely protected, and there would be what's called behavioral disinhibition, that people would take more risks than they otherwise would. They didn't see that in this study setting at all. They didn't see anything even close to that. They saw quite the opposite.
Right, John. I just want to.
Go ahead.
That's all right.
But, you know, they're really stressing here that this is not ready for prime time. They don't believe the government should roll this out. They want to see a confirmatory trial.
Right. We need to get a bigger trial. This was just 900 people. That's pretty much what they call a proof of concept. You can think of it as a pilot. John Cohen from Science Magazine is there in Vienna watching the International AIDS Conference reporting on a new microbicide containing the antiviral drug tenofovir. This is the first time we've seen a truly effective vaginal microbicide. Could make a big difference in the epidemic, but they need a larger study. So we'll be watching out for that. John, thanks.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.